Okay, welcome to Salcedo Paranormal. Today is 10/20/2021. We're getting closer and closer to Halloween. So if you want to listen to this episode and others before or after this one, you can find them all on my podcast page, which is salcedoparanormal.podbean.com. And also, links to all my social media and ways to donate to the show as well. And including my email, not the ways to donate, but and also includes my email. I don't know why I said it that way. Anyway, I'm a bit distracted, I guess, but no problem. So, anyway, yeah, the podcast is there. On that page, it's SALSIDO paranormal.podbean.com. And the email for if you want to send in your comments or questions or topic suggestions or your experiences or experiences of those that you know that you believe and it's okay to share those experiences. You can send all of those to salcedoparanormal@gmail.com. And I will respond as soon as I can. It shouldn't be too long, no more than a day, I would say. Excuse me. And I believe that covers all of that. So I found some more stories to read for today. And we can get right to them. If we get through all of them, I was able to find 7 of them this time. And so we'll see what happens. Whatever we don't get to today, we'll cover in the next stream. And then, as I said, next week I'll start doing more topic-based episodes. And then looking to do something different that Friday, the Friday before Halloween. So if you want to be part of that, you might want to join the Discord if you haven't already, my Discord server, because that will be the best way to find out about it as it gets closer and possibly be a part of it in an audio form. So more details on that within the Discord server. So anyway, we will get to these stories here. This first one is called The Little Girl Standing Next to My Bed. It says, this happened to me back in September of 2019. I lived in a dorm room in Paris. I don't see which Paris. I know there's the main Paris, like France, but I know there's other towns with that name too. But anyway, it says, from my bed, I could not see the entry door, kitchen, or bathroom. Oops.
Let me see here.
Where was that? Okay. Let's see. I lost my spot, but no problem. Just a reminder to anyone that's listening, if you can make sure your mic is muted, that's appreciated. It's no big deal. I just to make it easier to get the shows out. And then we will have a listener, an episode soon, like I said, with more listener interaction. And go from there. So, but anyway, let me see here. I gotta find my spot. And also give my cat some attention because she gets jealous whenever I start these things, apparently. But, so here we go again. This happened to me. Oh, I already read that line. Sorry about that. From my bed, I could not see the entry door, kitchen, or bathroom. I was burned out at the time from my job, not from classes, and slept a lot when I didn't have to wake up at 3 a.m. I'm guessing that's for the job. I don't know. It was a bit after 11 p.m. I had been asleep for around an hour when I woke up. Rather than turning around in my bed and falling back asleep, as I would usually do, I opened my eyes. There, standing right next to my bed, was a little girl. I sat up and screamed as I have never screamed before in my life while trying to turn on the light. I kept eye contact with her as I panicked and finally had no other choice but to briefly look for the switch. When I turned back, she wasn't there anymore. When I turned the light on, it was like going from one reality to another. Let's see. My heart was racing, and I couldn't move. At that moment, I did not realize it may have been a ghost, and was truly afraid people had broken into my room. The building I lived in had been made for students, but also had many poor families living in those very small studio units, and I usually wasn't home at the time this happened. Coming back from work around midnight because of the distance between my work and this place. Oh, so maybe 3 is when they get back, I guess, usually, maybe. It says, it wasn't the worst, but still the best. Not the best neighborhood. Also, my first thought seeing her was that this was a very real little girl and people were in my room. But no one was there. It took me 10 to 15 minutes to move and check for hidden intruders or signs of effraction. I've never heard that word before. Nothing. So no signs of anyone breaking in. And yet, it had felt so real. My heart was still going insane in my chest, and my throat hurt from screaming. I remember her eyes looking straight back at me. The logical explanation is that I was dreaming, and it would explain why, despite all my best effort, I could not turn the light on, and I just woke up in the middle of it, already sitting in my bed. Which has never happened to me before. Or maybe I accidentally astral projected myself in my sleep or something. Meaning I was in the spirit space or whatever it's called. I don't know. I still spent a few minutes talking to her. I told her I was sorry if something bad had happened to her and if she needed help for something, please to ask another way that wouldn't scare the heck out of me. She didn't come back that I know of. In any case, it's not something I would like a repeat of anytime soon. Yeah, that I can understand where that would be startling. And that is, for people that don't have a lot of experiences, that is a logical thing to think maybe that either someone did break in, or you were having a dream. I don't know. That one. At least it wasn't like a repeat thing there. It didn't, other than scaring the person a lot, which I'm sure was not fun, it didn't do anything else, so that's good. But the idea of astral projecting into another dimension or something, I think that does happen. I think that can happen, and sometimes you end up in places where, whether it's spirits or you're just somehow transporting to like an alternate universe somehow, I think that can happen too, through astral travel, possibly, where you're in some other dimension where people live there, in the same space, but, you all are unaware of each other. Because normally there's differences between the dimensions, I guess. So that's an interesting story. It's also one of those things, little girls seem to be a common thing in a lot of stories. I don't know, I may need to look into that at some point. But, So yeah, that's an interesting experience that they had. So moving on to the next one here. This one is called Seeing an Orb While Camping. My mom's whole side of the family goes on an annual camping trip to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. That's interesting. I wonder how close to the, I've heard that the whole city was kind of at different times at the battlefield, unfortunately, but I wonder how close to that actual battlefield area they camped at. Anyway. Says, one year on that trip, when I was maybe around 10 years old, I was sitting around the campfire with my dad and my uncle. It was approximately 11 p.m., and we were the only ones awake from our family. Out of nowhere, this red, translucent bubble appeared a few feet above our heads and just hovered there for a few minutes. It seemingly disappeared into thin air. I looked over at my dad, who gave me the eyebrow, I guess raised eyebrow, and said, "Did you see that?" To which I replied, "Yes," feeling relieved that I was not just seeing things. My uncle also concurred that he saw the same thing, thinking he was just tipsy from drinking and playing horseshoes all day. I later learned that this was an orb, and I had just had my first paranormal experience. We've stayed at the same campsites year after year, and we've never seen it again. That's an interesting one. Those kind of one-off situations are just as interesting to me as when it's a repeated thing, because what is that? And the thing about orbs, or the thing about energy lights or whatever, it seems like there are different thoughts as to what they can be. So, I don't know what that was. I wonder if they described it as a bubble because it had that shape, or if it was more just the way it was translucent. I don't know on that one. That's really interesting that it just happened that one time. And that was it. So. Yeah. I've seen a few lights over the years. So that's interesting. Oh, well. It sounds like I need to do an episode on that. Eyes Open just said, camping experiences are super creepy. I had one last time I camped a couple months ago. The woods lit up with a red glow, and I heard a voice calling out, "Tasha." No vehicles had gone by. No one was near our site. That's interesting. That same red again. Yeah. I had a brief experience. Well, I had a couple of experiences, but this one I remember really well because it was so weird. The other was more like just an apparition, and it could have even been residual. I don't know. But this I used to go to a summer camp for legally blind or totally blind kids as I was growing up. Went every summer, just about, and it was like a 2-week thing. And this one summer, it was it was in like the first few years that I went, so I was maybe about, 8 to 10 years old, something like that. I'm not sure. And I still don't know when this happened, so I don't count it as my first experience for sure, because I don't know if it was. But, I had this one time where I was still awake after everyone else had apparently gone to sleep in this cabin. And, of course, there was no lights on anywhere near us. I mean, it was out in the woods. And I was laying there, and I started hearing a bunch of people back in the direction of the main campfire, the bonfire site or whatever, the fire pit. And it sounded like there were shouting and chanting, but I couldn't understand what they were saying. And they didn't really sound, none of the voices sounded really familiar to me. It didn't sound like the counselors. But I wasn't really sure of that because it was a little ways away, and I'd only just met these people there, you know, that year, I believe, so. But it was odd because it's like, why would the counselors be doing that at night after all the kids are asleep, knowing that they might be able to, they might end up waking them up possibly? I don't know. Maybe they didn't think about that, but it was still just weird because it felt like there was a weird energy, excuse me, about the place as I heard this. And I didn't want to move. I was hoping that someone else would move and, like, sit up or wake up and ask if anyone heard that. But no one did. So, I know I was awake. It went on for a few minutes, and then it just stopped. And I still don't know what that was. But it was strange. So, yeah, I don't know. I may have to do a episode on paranormal experiences in the woods like that. Or camping experiences. That could be a fun one. So, anyway, I think we'll move on to the next one, but that was fun. Just thinking about all that. But yeah. Yeah, that could be fun. We'll have to do that sometime. Maybe next week. Okay. I'm going to take a drink from my water here real quick. And then I'll get started on the next one. So, this next one says, I used to think my house was haunted, but now I'm starting to think it's the whole neighborhood. So, lots of paranormal experiences happen at my house. My family used to get it blessed and have the energy cleansed, but it never worked. But now I'm starting... Am I in the right one? Oh, yeah, I am, okay. But now I'm starting to think maybe that's because it's not the house itself that's haunted, but the whole neighborhood. My neighborhood is a little weird. It goes around a lake, and there's quite a distance between some houses. My sisters and I used to love to take drives around the lake because it was beautiful. But we don't anymore because of what happened last time. It was pretty late, excuse me, and dark outside, and we were only halfway around the lake when my sister, Donnie, who was driving, suddenly stopped the car. The energy around us changed. I thought I was the only one who felt it, so I ignored it. I asked Danny, because it's easier. why she had stopped the car. She kept her eye on the road ahead of us and said, "Do you guys see that lady too?" We all looked around, but I personally didn't see anything at the time. One of my other sisters, M, asked, "Is she blonde and wearing?" And then she described what the lady looked like. Danny nodded. M said, "Yeah, I've seen her around the neighborhood before. You shouldn't have stopped, because now she's going to follow us." Danny immediately started driving again, but a few minutes later, she started speeding up. She said, "I just saw her again." She kept seeing her over and over, and eventually she turned off the road and headed towards a different lake. She never saw the lady while we went to this lake, this new lake. It's like as soon as we left the neighborhood, she left us alone. The next day, I went to the post office with my boyfriend at the time. While we were waiting in line, I noticed a missing person's poster, I'm guessing it means, hanging on the wall. I took a closer look at it and saw a lady. The same lady that was described perfectly by M. She went missing in my neighborhood and apparently has been missing for 11 years. That's a strange one. It's interesting that, again, it's by a lake. Hopefully that is a while ago, and hopefully that isn't happening anymore. Hopefully whoever that was, they're doing better now. But that is odd. That's definitely a creepy one. I don't know. It's weird that I wonder if the spirit was following them because she knew they could see her. Some of them could see her. And there's the water thing again. As Open says, water can be a portal between realms. Yeah. I don't know. The water, I mean, definitely, it sounds like there's multiple lakes in the area, which, that must mean, I wonder how much happens in just the whole area. There's multiple lakes like that, and they're close enough where you can drive from one to the other. So, I don't know. But I thought that was an interesting one. It's a sad one, but it's also interesting. So, we'll go on to the next one here. Moving through these pretty fast. This one is called The Previous Tenant. It says, I live alone in a bright apartment in a well-kept 60-year-old high-rise building in Toronto. And that's Canada. I'm pretty sure anyway. A week or so after moving in, I found myself getting distracted by a feeling that something just out of my field of vision was present. I'd be sitting on my couch reading and suddenly snap my head toward the front door or kitchen. I never heard anything. I just kept sensing something, turning my head, seeing nothing, and then going back to what I was doing. Early one morning, I'm asleep in bed, and I get that same feeling. I open my eyes, and a tall, elderly Asian man is standing at the foot of my bed. He's neatly dressed in pressed gray trousers, a white shirt, and a brown buttoned cardigan sweater. He looked about 80, balding with wisps of white hair and faint veins on his scalp. He was just looking at me and tightly clutching to his chest with both arms a large paper grocery bag, folded closed at the top and obviously filled with groceries or something. I cried out in surprise and turned my head away. He was gone when I looked back. I never felt the presence again. The thing about living in this building for 10 years, you hear from neighbors about so-and-so in 907 or so-and-so in 1223 had died in their apartment. Every time that happens, I think about my visitor and wonder if maybe he had lived in my place and died there. That's an interesting one. I don't even know if it has to be that they died there. It can just be that they maybe really loved the place and they went back to it. Maybe even didn't know that they had passed on. Or maybe they just figured it out at that moment. I don't know. Yeah. As Open said, she saw him so clearly.
Yeah.
That's a lot of detail. That's for sure. And, but at least, that stopped after that day. I mean, I guess it must have just been the right circumstances. I wonder if it has to do with the fact that she had been sleeping. And she was just waking up and being in that slightly different state of mind. She was able to see him that time. And that obviously they woke her up the rest of the way. But I wonder if that had something to do with it. So, but like I said, at least it stopped after that. Maybe that was what was needed for him to realize that he wasn't exactly there anymore. I don't know. So that was an interesting one. Yeah, just the description was so solid. So, let's see where we're at. Okay. I'll go on to the next one here. It says, the title is, I Followed a Ghost. This happened 15 years ago, when I was 15 years old, and still gives me the creeps. I've experienced a few questionable paranormal moments in my life. However, this is the only true ghost sighting that I am confident in saying I have ever experienced. So my mom's cousin had just passed away pretty young from a terrible disease, and my family was gathered for the funeral. My mom and I came from out of state and stayed at my grandfather's house. The evening after the funeral, I was getting ready for bed and looking for my grandfather to say goodnight to him. I was standing in the landing outside of the den and could see out of the corner of my eye that he left his bedroom and was walking down the hall toward the kitchen. All lights were off except in the den where my grandmother was watching TV. I went towards the hall and turned right to follow him. As I turned, I saw him turn off into the garage / bathroom / laundry room area. As I made the turn, it was completely dark and I got an eerie feeling. I said, Grandpa? No answer. I stuck my hand into the hall bathroom, the half bathroom, to turn on the light, and there was no one there. Chills ran through me, and I ran back to the den. I asked my grandma, where my grandfather is, and she said he's in the bedroom. I walked to their bedroom and found my grandfather coming out of their master bath. I said goodnight and ran upstairs to tell my mom what just happened. She said it was probably her cousin's spirit. I will never forget that experience and the way it made me feel. I wonder how much...
I'm guessing maybe the grandfather and the cousin must have looked somewhat alike, maybe?
For the mother to say that? But I don't know. That's an interesting one. The timing of that after the cousin's death. If that's the case, where they, obviously their family, they can, sometimes people can look a lot alike. Maybe that was what this person saw without realizing it. So, let's see here. I think I have time for the last couple stories here. So, we're only at the half-hour mark. I can go for another 15 minutes or so. But, got two more to go. Oh, wow.
Okay.
So, Eyes Open is saying, my brother and grandfather looked like twins at the same age. Yeah. It's creepy looking at their pics side by side.
I can imagine that, yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting how that happens. So, let me see here. Alright, yeah, we'll go with these last two, and then that'll be definitely be it, because this next one is kind of long. And then the one after that is kind of, that's pretty short. So, okay. This next one is called My Unexplainable Experience. In 2012, I was visiting my boyfriend at the time. He lived in Connecticut, and I was from Long Island. Because of the distance, I had to bring along my newly adopted cat. This particular visit was a little different. He had just moved into a new apartment, and the living space was virtually empty. No furniture in the living room, not even boxes. Just a bed set upstairs in the one bedroom. The living room itself was just bare carpet. This is an important detail. My boyfriend had to work one day, so I was left alone in the apartment with my cat, who was basically still a rambunctious kitten that loved to play. I brought a few toys along with me, including a small yellow ball. That afternoon, for the life of me, I could not find the yellow ball. I looked everywhere. I checked under the oven, in every nook, upstairs, nothing. Given that most of the apartment is bare, it's hard to miss a neon yellow ball. I was stumped. I shrugged it off and picked up my cat to bring him to the window so he could look at the birds. We were at the window for only a few minutes. I turned around to put my cat on the floor, and sure enough, right in front of me, directly in the center of the bare carpeted floor, there was the ball. I stared at it for a second, thinking through various scenarios for its existence. Did I miss it? Really? How could I be so blind? No, I didn't miss it. It's impossible to miss.
So how did it get there?
I felt creeped out for only a split second. I trusted my intuition and audibly said, "Thanks." I didn't feel fear. In fact, I kind of thought it was funny.
I then proceeded to use the ball and play around with my cat.
I can't rationally explain what truly happened, but I didn't feel threatened at all. Maybe it was a playful, cat-loving spirit? Who knows? So, that's the end of that one. That's an interesting one.
I've told the story about my phone charger
totally vanishing and then coming back. And after I kind of had to ask help finding it because I explained that if my phone wasn't working, I couldn't call my family and they couldn't call me, and they get worried, so it came back right in the spot where it had been, where it wasn't, when I checked for it. So, that was several years ago now, but it's a weird thing. It makes you wonder, where do the objects go? Do they get transferred to some other dimension? Do they just get moved? Then, this person said they looked through the entire apartment. I wonder, did they look in, like, all the cupboards, though? I wonder about that, because maybe somehow it was moved into a upper point in the apartment and somewhere where they wouldn't have thought to look because it was on the floor. So how would it get to the... into, like, a cupboard or a shelf in a closet or something? And they wouldn't have thought to look for it there. Either way, that was an interesting story, and I liked it just because it had a cat in it, and it was a good story about a cat, so I like those. Yeah, that's a good question, as Open asks. If ghosts mostly inhabit a different dimension, then would the things they pick up or take go to that dimension too? And that's the question. I don't know if we'll get an answer to it for sure. I don't know if we'll ever get that answer until maybe after we pass on, possibly. I don't know. But yeah, that is the question, because it does sound like it wasn't there, at least not anywhere on the floor, that's for sure. So, I don't know. At least the cat didn't seem to be disturbed. That's the main, the person really, the main thing. That's a good question. Or is it like, this is from Eyes Open again, or is it like Harry Potter with the Cloak of Invisibility and the things disappear because they're holding them? And that's, I think that's a possibility too. I don't know. I think both are possible. Again, I think every situation could be different, so I always say I don't think there's ever one right answer for all this, so I think both could be happening depending on the abilities of whatever the spirit is there. So, that was an interesting story. I liked it, like I said.
I thought it was a
neat story. So we'll go to this last one here. Like I said, it's a short one. It says, please explain. It says, my mother and I live alone. No pets, nothing. I distinctly heard footsteps down the hallway between our bedrooms last night. So I got up to check on who I thought was my mom. There was nobody in the hall, and she was sound asleep.
Same thing the next night and the night after that, all at around 11 p.m.
Every time my mother was sleeping. I thought maybe it was the house settling and
thought nothing of it.
But it keeps happening every single night at about the same time. And it's nearing a month since the first time. What could this be? And that one, I don't know. That sounds like a residual, but I don't know. That's a lot. That's happening. If it's happening every day, that's a lot for a residual, it seems like, but maybe not. But, yeah, that's an interesting one. At least that's the only thing that's happening, but that I can see how that would be disconcerting. So, Eyes Open says she needs to cleanse her house ASAP. Yeah, I sounds like a visitor. It could be. Yeah. I don't know. That's hard to say, but I thought that was a kind of a creepy way to end the show in a way, so thought we'd end it there for today. And I'll be doing this again on Friday. So we'll have more stories then. And like I said, next week we'll do some more topic-based episodes. And thinking of doing a kind of an open lines thing here in Discord next Friday, where people can talk to me one-on-one. We'll just do one-on-one to start with. Having more than that can get a little bit chaotic. But kind of like an ask me anything or share any thoughts or experiences you have or questions about the topic. I mean, I think it could be fun just to answer a series of calls, basically, where you just kind of type into the chat that you want to talk, and then I give you the all clear to unmute, and then we talk for a while, and then keep on going like that through the show, and I think it could be fun. So I'm thinking about doing that next Friday, which will be the Friday before Halloween, which I think is the 29th. Let me check. Let's see here. Oops, I clicked on the wrong thing. Let's see, yes, the 29th. So again, for anyone that's listening to this after the fact, if you haven't joined the Discord, I encourage you to, because that's how you can listen to these streams live and be part of them, too. And you know, that thing on 29th, if that goes really well, then maybe we can do that once a week or something, or once every other week. I think that could be fun. So, I think that'll be it for tonight. Thank you all for listening, and for being in the chat whenever you can. I appreciate it. And have a good night, and I'll talk to you all in a couple days. Take care.